is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your name, Lord Jesus Christ, that you grant to your servant this day great boldness to bring your word, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said amen. Well, we can start on the Psalms again this morning. What is God's nature like, or what are his thoughts towards you? We see this in Psalm 78:38 and Psalm 3 and 5. It says, yet he was merciful and forgave their sins and didn't destroy them. Many and many a time he held back his anger. Psalm 3:5, how awe-inspiring are your deeds, O God. How great your power. No wonder your enemies surrender. Come see the glorious things God has done. What marvelous miracles happen to his people. The Bible is saying God is merciful and forgives the sins of those who ask this free gift of forgiveness. He did not destroy. His good deed and awe-inspiring are his great power. His enemies surrender, and what marvelous miracles happen to his people, those who are called by his name. In today's message is, but I am religious. That's the reason for not receiving this gospel message. Well, the answer to that is, religion is often something that is on the outside. It's an appearance that what you are doing and believing is right. There was a man no more religious than the Apostle Paul in the Bible. We read this in Galatians and Philippians. It says, Paul was extreme in learning the tradition of his fathers, legalism in regard to the law. As for legalistic righteousness, he was faultless but not saved. In 1 Timothy, it changed. We see that the Apostle Paul said, whatever my profit in legalism, religion, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Paul said, I was shown mercy because I acted not knowing the truth. The Lord's favor was poured out on me abundantly. See, friends, the Apostle Paul was shown the free gift of salvation, not by works, but by God's favor. He was shown God's mercy. Another religious man in the Bible was Acts 10, 1 and 2. There was a man named Cornelius. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Cornelius distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius, your prayer and gifts to the poor have come up as a remembrance before the Lord. Now send me to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter." And 11:14, "He will bring you a message through which you and your family and your household will be saved." I'll repeat that. "He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved." See, friends, Cornelius was a religious man who needed to be saved. He prayed to the Lord. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing, but they were not saved. He gave generously to those in need, but he was not saved. In Acts 16, 30 and 31, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved and your entire household." Then they told him and all his household the good news from the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2, as God's partners, we by you do not toss aside or throw away this marvelous message of God's great kindness. Amen. As God's partners, we beg you not to toss aside this marvelous message of God's great kindness. For God says, "Your cry came to me at a favorable time when the doors of welcome were wide open. I helped you on the day when salvation was being offered. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he is ready to save you." John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." And Titus, "For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. And your response is to receive Christ." The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 13, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Is there any good reason for you cannot receive Jesus Christ now? And what to pray, just follow me in this prayer. Just follow us along. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." Friends, if you've asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, the Bible says we are born again into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. This is called the new birth. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God and pray every day. Tell others about Christ. Get into a good Bible-based church where Christ is preached. As Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Okay, we get into this part of the message now where we're going to talk about the healing. We're going to be praying for the sick. The Bible says there is a river of healing that runs through the Bible. We see in Revelation 22:1-2, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb." That's Jesus. "In the middle of the stream, on either side of the river, was a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations." See, friends, God is pure. He's a pure God and wants our minds to be pure, not corrupted. God wants our bodies to be free from disease and sickness. That's a pure river. John 7:37. On the last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Friends, rivers of living water, also healing from demonic oppression, rivers that bring peace, rivers that bring joy and gladness, rivers of compassion and healing. Ezekiel 47:9, "And it shall be in that it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go, wherever these waters go, for they will be healed, and everywhere will live. Everything will live wherever the river goes." See, God's healing river and nature of God is against disease and sickness. Every good gift comes from God in heaven. John 10:10. "The thief, the devil, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." Jesus' purpose is to give you health and healing. That's the will of God. Jesus' power is much, much stronger than sickness and disease. In Psalm 105:37, it says, "God healed every sickness in one night, about 3 million people," says it, "and brought his people safely out from Egypt, loaded with silver and gold. There were no sick and feeble folk among them." Friends, there were no sick, no diseased, no weak, no afflictions, no bondages. In one night, all were set free, from the youngest to the oldest, all healed from every affliction. Loved ones, if God can do that for an Old Testament Jew, how much will he do it for you under the new covenant, Jesus Christ, our Jewish Messiah? God's river of healing flowed all through the Old Testament, closing in Malachi 4:2. "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." And we see in Luke 6:17-18, the Son of Righteousness came, Jesus Christ. "And he came down to them and stood on a level place with a crowd of disciples and a great crowd of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon. He came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by evil spirits were cured." See, friends, the healing river of Jesus Christ flowed. A great multitude, it means between 50 to 70,000, it's a great multitude, came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by evil spirits were cured, for power went out from him and healed them all. See, friends, the healing river of God was flowing out of Jesus to heal the sick, those with broken emotions and hurts, the blind, the lame, the maimed, that with missing limbs, body parts, the lepers, the deaf, the oppressed, cancers and growths. They were all healed as the healing river of God flowed. We see in Acts 8:5, the book of Acts is the blueprint for the church. "Today, whatever your long-suffering sickness, know that it is Jesus' will for you to be healed." Acts 8:5. "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitude with one accord listened to the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were paralyzed and lame and were healed. And there was great joy in that city. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Holy Spirit, I pray if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following." I'm going to start to pray for the sick and hurting now. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body, part that's in pain, and I will begin to pray. And heaven expected to be healed. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to the brokenhearted, those with broken emotions, to the blind, those who are lame and maimed, the lepers and the deaf and the oppressed, I bind and break your power and command you, loose God's people now and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. Command soundness, perfect soundness on your people. Those with cancers and growths, at the very roots of you, I curse you. I command you to shrivel and die. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. I command you be healed and made whole. I command soundness, perfect soundness. So I thank you, Lord, for your reconstructive, recreative miracle that's taking place right now in the people. Thank you, Lord, for the person's neck that's being healed. Thank you, Lord, for the children that are being healed. I praise you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that for your marvelous miracles of healing and all the deliverance that are taking place now and in the future. I bless and praise your holy name in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Friends, act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that the pains have started to subside or they're starting to leave. Look for the improvements. Test the area to see if there's an improvement. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed, to be well. Do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. It always distorts the truth. In 2 Timothy it says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. To keep your healing, don't hold on to any bitterness, or anger, hatred. We must forgive as God has forgiven us. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt or unbelief. Read your Bible. Read the Bible healing scriptures. There is healing in Christian music. God heals to reveal his glory. It says this in Psalm 118:17. Declare the works of the Lord, which means we should testify about our healing. So testify about your healing. You'll be doing the work of the Lord. In Mark 5:19, Jesus had healed a very sick, troubled man. He told him, go and tell what great things the Lord has done for him. We would love to hear from you. If you have made a decision for Christ or will receive your healing, or this message has touched you in some way, then we would love to hear from you. Or contact the radio station. For my prayers for you is, may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Shalom. May no good thing be withheld. Amen.
Jesus. Thank you. takarongo mai ra ki amato e te ariki titiro mai titiro mai ra ki amato e ne mato tamariki e fakapono